Kum lernen, a block Gemara. We are in Daf Tzadik Zayin Amud Aleph. So we're learning in the Mishnah about if you found, you know, a pair of tefillin on Shabbos, the method of bringing it in. You wear that tefillin. We had an argument, only one pair or two pairs, and we explained the basis of that argument. And so we're up to the Gemara here. The last line is a man, it's about 12 lines from the top of the page. So we want to know, we had a discussion if Shabbos is the time of wearing tefillin or not. We want to know who is the author that believes that Shabbos is the time of wearing tefillin, and who is that Tana? So the Gemara, Uman Shamitle, who is the Tana that believes that Shabbos is a man tefillin? That you meant to wear tefillin on Shabbos. In other words, we believe that tefillin is a mitzvah seish hazman gram, it's time bound, we don't wear it at night, we don't wear it on Shabbos. And obviously somebody here believes you do wear it on Shabbos. If you hold a mitzvah is not time bound, that women are equally chayiv to wear tefillin like men. No difference. So he says, Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva is that author. How do we know? The Tanya Litney, but it says in the Pasi, in Vayedabe, that you say with tefillin. It says, V'shamar tezachuk azoiz, you should protect, you should guard this particular ordinance. L'moida, it's time, miyam, 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 from day to day. So because it says from time to time, that means there are times that you wear it, are times that you don't wear it. And chukah, this ordinance, we say we're talking about tefillin, because in that parsha Vayedaber it talks about two things. It talks about tefillin, and then it also talks about the mitzvah of Karban Pesach. So we're assuming now it's a mitzvah tefillin. Yomim only by day, but leilos not at night. It says mi yomim. So at night you don't wear tefillin, not because we're the rabbanu machmir. The Torah says there's no mitzvah at night, and mi yomim from all the days, veloy kol yomim, and not all the days. Prat, which days are exempt? Shabbos, so it's part of the day and not all the days. Pratli Shabbosis, the Yabim Tevim. We're talking about Shabbos, and we are talking about Yom Tov. Then on Shabbos and on Yom Tov are the days that you do not wear tefillin. Tesis has a whole discussion over here. What about Chalamoid? And Tesis basically says that Chalamoid, perhaps you shouldn't wear tefillin, because Chalamoid, you're not do malacha where something is about to, you know, if you're not losing any money. Plus, on Chalamoid, you have to still eat matzah. Chalamoid, you still sit in the sukkah. And in a nutshell, then he brings out Yerushalmi, however, says you do wear tefillin. In a nutshell, we'll come back to it soon. Says the Gemara, these are words of Yerushalmi. Rabbi Kiva, however, says, Loi nema chukazu ele inye pesel vam. It says, Shemar to the chukazoi. We're talking about the Korban Pesach. Make sure you bring the Korban Pesach. That's not about tefillin at all. And therefore, we don't have any pasuk telling us, don't wear tefillin at night, don't wear tefillin on Shabbos. In the Yerushalmi, it says that when you finish or you take off your tefillin, you're supposed to also make a bracha, which is lishmar chukav, to protect his chukim. But if you learn like Rabbi Akiva that's talking about Karban Pesach, then you don't make a bracha lishmar chukav. And Tesis and all the Shreim say that even if you do, it's only if you take it off at night, because at night you don't wear tefillin, so therefore the mitzvah came to an end. And even then, those who argue, you don't make the bracha at all. Says the Gemara, so you're telling me that Pesach is the pasuk shemata chukazo, is not tefillin. Well, hold it. Now we learn ha Pesach vehamila is a mitzvah asei. All it is a mitzvah asei. The word v'shamarta means you should guard. Like in Shabbos, we say zocher v'shamar. Zocher is to remember Shabbos, that's kiddush, and shamar is to guard. Make sure you don't do any of the averis. So shamar generally sounds like a lav. Make sure you don't violate the lav. Comes out of Korn Rabbi Kiva. Korn Pesach not only has a positive mitzvah to bring it, but there's also a lav. Don't make sure you don't miss it. And v'shamar t'chukazayis. And no one holds a Korn Pesach. It is a lav unless Rabbi Kiva does. Lema the like Rabbi Kiva. Here it says it's purely mitzvah say. Kor Rabbi Kiva, it's a lav as well. Kodi Rabbi Kiva, Kiva, and look at Pesach. Since it's on a Pesach, lav nami ikas also on a very here as well. Says the Gemara. No, the word hishama means to guard. It depends. If there's already a lav written somewhere in the Torah, and the Torah says hishama, it means make sure you don't violate the lav. You don't transgress the lav. But if the Torah only has an asay, then Ishamar is, make sure you fulfill that mitzvah asay. So therefore, Korban Pesach, according to everybody, is an asay, including Rabbi Akiva. Whenever the Torah says, be protect, and maybe and don't, ain't ala belaises, only in laises. That's what we're asking. Says, you want to feel the Torah, Rabbi Akiva. Ishamar, the lav, you're right. If it says Ishamar, somewhere where the Torah already gave us a lav for it, it means make sure that you're not transgressing. The lav. But Hishamed, the asay, is an asay. Since the Korban Pesach, all we have is a positive mitzvah, bring the Korban Pesach. So therefore, it says Hishamed, it means make sure you bring the Korban Pesach. Says the Gemara, so you're telling me Vesovar Rabbi Kiva Shabbos Matfilin. You're telling me Shabbos is the time Matfilin. But Tanya, didn't we learn? Rabbi Kiva Amgiva says, Yochel Yeniachon Tfilin Shabbos Yom Tov. I would have thought that a person could put on Tfilin Shabbos Yom Tov. Tamalaymit and the Pasik Vahila Ois Al Yodecha. Tfilin is considered a sign between us and Hashem. So he says, Mi Shetzichin Ois. Only those days that require a sign. Yotu Elu Shein Gufun Ois. But if the day itself is a sign that we have a covenant with Hashem, like Shabbos and Yom Tov, then you don't need tefillin. So what do you tell me, Rabbi Kiva, the one who says that you don't wear tefillin on Shabbos? You tell me, Rabbi Kiva says you don't wear tefillin on Shabbos. Rabbi Kiva holds you do wear tefillin on Shabbos. Rabbi Kiva holds from some another source you don't wear tefillin on Shabbos because of ice. Now, there's a difference if you learn from ice or you learn from Shemarta Chukka. If you learn Shemarta Chukka Miyami Yamima, it means you're not allowed to wear tefillin on Shabbos. If you learn from ice, there's a big argument whether you're not allowed to or you don't have to. Let's say, the way he says here, since Shabbos has ice, you don't wear tefillin. Does that mean you're not allowed to wear tefillin? Or does it mean you don't have to wear tefillin because you already have a sign of our covenant between Hashem? So those who learn, it means only you don't have to. Otherwise, you're not allowed to because you're insulting then the sign of Shabbos. By putting on tefillin on Shabbos, as if you're saying, the sign of Shabbos is not good enough, I need an extra sign to show my bond between myself and Hashem. And it says in all the Musa Sfarim that those people who don't observe Shabbos, not only will they get punished for not observing Shabbos, they'll also get punished for not wearing tefillin on Shabbos. The only reason why we don't wear tefillin on Shabbos is because you have the sign of Shabbos. But you don't have the sign of Shabbos because you didn't wear tefillin, because you didn't observe Shabbos, so how come you didn't wear tefillin? Anyway, go back to the thing of Chol HaMoed. The question is Chol HaMoed a sign like Yom Tov or not? The question is, what is the sign? Is the sign of Yom Tov because we don't work on Yom Tov? Then Chol HaMoed, you're allowed to work on a Dover HaOved if you're losing money. So Chol HaMoed does not have a sign, and therefore there are those who hold you wear tefillin. You know, real Ashkenaz hold you wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed. But if you hold that the sign of Yom Tov is the fact that you or Shabbos, because you're doing positive things, then lekavod Shabbos, lekavod Yom Tov, that's our bond with Hashem. Chol HaMoed also you have to eat matzah, you have to sit in the sukkah, so then it's also on ois, and you don't wear. In fact, it be paskin, you have to drink wine every day Chol HaMoed because it's Yom Tov, and that's basically machlekes. And because the Zohar says whoever puts on tefillin on Chol HaMoed is chayim misa, so the Ashkenazim who wear tefillin, most of them will wear tefillin without even making a bracha. There are still some who say even with a bracha, but most will do it without a bracha. For that reason. Okay, says the Gemara further. So at this stage, we don't know who holds that Shabbos is the time of tefillin. Because we said before that the machlek is a mayor, and the mayor holds that the first version was, the first answer was the mayor holds that Shabbos is time of tefillin. And the reason why you're allowed to wear tefillin on Shabbos in the street is because you're doing the mitzvah. So you're only allowed one, you're not allowed to do two. Al Taisif, Rabbi Gamliel holds that Shabbos is not the time of tefillin, and therefore it's only a dress, a garment, and you're allowed to wear it on Shabbos the way you wear it during the week. And since you only have space on your head for two pairs of tefillin, that's the maximum you can wear. But who holds that Shabbos is the time of tefillin? You're saying Rabbi Gamliel also agrees with that. So we're trying to work that out. So you're like, okay, I'll find you another Tana. Says so I'll find you another Tana, Lahai Tana, who the following Tana, the Tana we learned, Haneir Balaila. If somebody's up at night. Somebody's up. We're going to find a Tana. Right now, the Gemara thinks that there's a link between wearing at night and Shabbos. If you hold that there's a mitzvah wearing tefillin at night, you also hold there's a mitzvah wearing tefillin on Shabbos. So it says there, Haneir Belaila, if you were up at night, so there's no chance you're going to fall asleep. Rotza Chayla, if you want, you can remove your tefillin. Rotza, if you want, Menich, you can put it on. Divir Rab Nosson. So Nosson clearly holds a lot of wear tefillin at night. And the only reason why you don't wear tefillin at night is Midr Rabbanon, because you might fall asleep. Or Shema Yefir Ben, you might pass gas, amid gas. So I'm Rabbanu, but how tell you a lot of tefillin at night? Rabbi Enosan Hakitoni Eimer Ein Manichin Tefillin Belayla. You don't wear tefillin at night. And the Gemara concludes: Midalayla LaTanakama Zman Tefillin. Since the Tanakama holds at night, you're allowed to wear tefillin. Is Shabbos Nami Zman Tefillin? Shabbos. The Gemara thinks the two are related. The halacha, by the way, is that you're allowed to wear tefillin at night. Halacha VeEin Moedin Kein. It's halacha. You don't tell anybody. So what I just told you, you got to keep to yourself. And it's Midrabbanon. We don't want you to wear tefillin at night because you might fall asleep in the Shem Yafir Ben. But the Gemara is going to say there's no nexus between night and Shabbos. For example, the reason we gave about a sign has nothing to do with night. A sign is only limited to Shabbos and Yom Tov. Dilma Svidalei, maybe he holds that Laila's man tfilnu, maybe he holds that, that night is the time of tfilnu, but Shabbos la's man tfilnu. Shabbos also is not the time of tfilnu. And how about, what's the logic? The Shamin le Rabbi Akiva, what about Rabbi Akiva? The Omar who holds clearly Laila's man tfilnu, at night you're allowed to tfilnu because he says the word chukah is referring to Karban Pesach, so there's nothing to tell us yomim v'lei leilis. But Shabbos, he holds la's man tfilnu because of the sign. Some people learn, the Smag learns that the idea of the sign is that we're actually, you need two witnesses. And we have two witnesses. We have the witness of Shabbos and the witness of Bris Milah. And therefore on Shabbos and on Yom Tov, we don't wear tefillin. It says Mishamru, Oisi Ben Yivanechim, it's a sign. So that's why we don't wear tefillin on Shabbos and Yom Tov, because you have two signs. And during the week you have, you also have two signs. You have tefillin and Bris Milah. So it's not two, it's not one sign, but it's two signs. Anyway, we're trying to work out who holds a Shabbos at time of tefillin. Says Yimod Ella Haytanu is the following Tanu. We learn Michal Bashom Bakushi, Michal the daughter of Kushi, which is Shalom Melech. So Shalom Melech's daughter Michal, who is married to none other than King David, Hoisem Aneches Tefillin. Imagine if we were transplanted in time, you would have seen her wearing tefillin. V'lei Michal B'Chachamim. Nobody said a word to her. And Ishtei Shal Yoina, the wife of Yoina, Amitai, Yoina, the famous Navi Yoina that we read on Yom Kippur. We have no idea when he actually lived. Big Machlekes. Hoisem Oyle Leregel. She used to go Oyle Regel, even though it was a time by Mitzvah. V'lei Chachamim. Why didn't the Chacham stop her? Alma, because Sarvi hold mitzvah, says Shalagroma, he must be, because he had a mitzvah. Now, since Michal Bashal put on film, and they didn't stop her, now why should they stop her? Let's say she has no mitzvah, but she wants to do it. They should have stopped her. So Rashi learns the Shittase in order to Shem argue, but Rashi holds that if a woman has no mitzvah and she does it, she's violating the Isra Baal Tosef. You're adding to the mitzvah. Usually Baal Tosef is you're taking a mitzvah and you're adding parts to the mitzvah that wasn't there. Here, Rashi says the entire mitzvah you're adding on, and that also comes under Baal Tosef. Tosef and everybody else argues with Rashi, clearly, that if a woman does, nobody holds if a woman does a mitzvah, she doesn't have to, she's Baal Tosef. But Tosef explains by tefillin that the Rabbanon don't allow women to put on tefillin, and we'll see actually in Halacha, and the outcome is that women are allowed to do mitzvahs, but they're not allowed to do certain mitzvahs. One of them is tefillin. And why not tefillin? Because tefillin requires a clean guf, and a woman menstruates, and therefore during that time she cannot have tefillin. And even when she doesn't, you know, the whole world doesn't have to know her physiological state. And therefore, because it's near some things, it's not appropriate for a woman to wear tefillin, even though she can do all other mitzvahs. By the same token, by the way, tzitzis are the same thing. So a woman should not be wearing tzitzis, because even men technically don't have to wear tzitzis. It's only if we, according to the Torah, if we happen to have a four-cornered garment, you wear tzitzis. It's Rabbanon who made us wear a four-cornered garment so that we can wear tzitzis. And therefore we say, if a woman takes it on, it's mechzik yoyer. It looks like she's being very arrogant. So what are you saying? You did all the mitzvahs that you had to do. You did all the mitzvahs that men have to do. And now you're taking on mitzvahs that even men don't really have to do. That's a bit much. Especially it's out in public. Tzitzis is different than other mitzvahs you do in the privacy of your home. Tzitzis, you're wearing it. And especially the strings are supposed to be out, so everybody can see. So therefore, it's mechzik yoyer. It looks like you're filled with hubris, and that is not the right way of going. So the Gemara continues, and Tosef explained later on why a woman that comes to Oyle Regel as well, even if she wants to, the Chacham frowned on it, because it looks like you're walking into the base of Migdash where you don't have to, and where, or you look like you're bringing a carbon that you don't have to, and that doesn't look appropriate. Again, things which are in public are treated differently than things that you do in the privacy of your own home. Anyway, the fact that Yoina's wife and Sholem Melech's daughter both, you know, did things that didn't have to, prove that tefillin is a mitzvah asei shaloi as magrama, and we'll come back to Ali Regel soon. And therefore, it must be that Michal Bashol and her father believed that Shabbos is the time to wear tefillin. Only question is, then how come all women didn't wear tefillin? Why only Michal? We're making such a big deal about Michal. They hold that you had to wear tefillin on Shabbos. That means it's a regular mitzvah like any other mitzvah. So every woman had to wear tefillin. So what do you mean Michal Bashol wore and the Chacham didn't stop her? And what do you mean, Chacham didn't stop her? They should give her accolades. You're doing your mitzvah. What do you mean, Ling Micha, as if they should have stopped her? So the Shoyim Merei explained that if you hold that's mitzvah, as I say, Shaloyaz Man Groma, and if women are chayiv at tefillin, the Rabbanon stepped in and said no, for the reason that I just told you, because of their physiological state. And the Rabbanon stopped it. But with Micha Bashok, because she's a big tzadekis, they didn't stop her, because they knew that she would, you know, that she'd be very careful. And so on, will be more discreet. So therefore, that's the proof you want to bring. So the Gemara, no proof. maybe really there's no mitzvah man grammar, women are potter. But women are permitted to do the mitzvahs that are time bound. But dinum sovla, maybe they hold kerabiesi, like rabiesi. The Omar, who holds that noshim, soim chayz eshus. When it comes to doing smicha, it says, dabe b'nei yisro b'martelem, odom ki yakiv mikem, odom, and then it says, b'nei yisro. So we say that a person, when you bring a carbon, you have to place your hand with my, physical on the animal, and we dashim b'nei yisro b'nei yisro. In fact, we're having more chagiga, the Mishnah chagiga. This is the first argument in Jewish learning is about female issues, and also about if you seimich and yomtiv and so on, and also whether women are seimich. So maybe Rabbi Yisi, who holds that even though women are exempt, they're allowed to do it if they want to do it. The long taste on the side has a whole discussion. If since women are allowed to do the mitzvahs that they're exempt from, can they also make a bracha? The problem being that says v'tzivono, you commanded us, and without going to all the proofs and everything else, the Rambam rules that a woman can do all the mitzvahs but without a bracha, and that's what the Sfaradim rule in Shulchan Aruch, the Bais Yosef. And Tosfos rules that if they want, they can make a bracha as well, because and very interestingly, one of the Mefarshim, I forgot who it was, on Tosfos Kainim explains, very interesting, but he says the difference between men and women, because Mitzvah Zman Grama is as follows. Everyone has exactly the same mitzvah. Everyone's entitled to say Vitzivonu. The only difference is that a woman, if she doesn't do the mitzvah, she won't get punished, because she's excused, she has to take care of the family, and so on, and so on. But otherwise, she has exactly the same mitzvah, so therefore they get the full schar, plus they can make a bracha vitzivonu. The Ritva says you can say vitzivonu, it's a collective vitzivonu. Even though it's not my personal mitzvah, it's my husband, it's Klal Yisrael's mitzvah, so you can say vitzivonu. Anyway, so therefore again, just because she put on tefillin doesn't prove anything. It doesn't prove that Shabbos is the time of tefillin. Maybe it just proves that she can do a mitzvah if she wants to. I'll prove it to you. Olir Regel, there's no question that it's a time-bound mitzvah. You only Olir Regel on three Yom Tevin. So it's no question of time-bound mitzvah. So how come H's Yoin was allowed to go? Obviously, the pshat is that if they wanted to do a mitzvah, they're exempt. They can. The Gemara says, Ishta Sheyein, he said, Olir Regel, she said, Olir Regel, but the Michavah, nobody stopped her. So, Miyikal Mandomer, is there an opinion that says, Lav Mitzvah Seishas Mangramu? Is there an opinion that says that Olir Regel is not a time-bound mitzvah? Of course it is. Elon of us, Ksava, we hold that Rishus, that you're allowed to. Nuhachanami Rishus. They can do their own mitzvahs. There is a raw that's brought down in the Bach in Hilchas Shaif and Tov Kopi Alva, I think it is, where he says a fascinating thing, and it's brought down Halach Nan Shulchan Aruch, you know, but in the Paschim later as well. And that is that if a woman, let's say, even as a girl, goes to hear to Shaifer, every Rishad to hear Shaifer and Shul, if any of the mitzvahs that they're exempt from, if they do it three times in a row without saying Bli Neder, it becomes like a Chi of Mahatayra, like a Neder. And therefore, from then on in, they're obligated to do all those mitzvahs. Like, you know, benching Lulav every day of Sukkot, they did it for a number of years, then it becomes a Chi of every single day. Any of the time-bound mitzvahs, aren't that many, but any of the time-bound mitzvahs, if they do three consecutive times, it becomes a Chi of. So it says in a lot of Achrayim, they should say Bli Neder. Others say, if they did it as a girl, not when they're married, it's as if they said, as long as I'm a girl, I have no responsibilities, I can do it. But once I get married, you know, it could be I can't go to Shona Shona, because I have a little baby to take care of, then it's different. Then it's as if they made up L'chad Chila. That then when circumstances change, I won't, I'll try, but I can't promise. Says the Gemara, so we're still stuck. Who holds that Shabbos is the time of which will? El Haitani is the following Tana. Tana, we learned Hamoitzei Tefillin. Somebody says now Mishnah. If somebody finds Tefillin, Machnisen Zug. You bring them pair. Echad Ish. Whether it is a Brisa, whether it's a man, Echad Ish. It's clearly whether a woman. Echad Chadash is whether it's brand new Tefillin. So you cannot even tell whether it's an amulet they used to build it, to make it like Tefillin, and where the straps are uncurled and the knots are undone. So you can't tell if it was done like a Tefillin knot. And the Echidish, whether it's old, it's a difference, clearly Tefillin. You different on man holds. He holds, even women can bring it in. Now, if women can bring it in, why can women bring it in? It must be, the reason we can bring it in is not because it's the mitzvah. It can't be because it's a garment. If it's a garment, if they don't have the mitzvah tefillin, it's only a garment if you yourself wear it. It doesn't help a woman that a man wears it. It's not her garment. To make it a woman's garment means they have to wear it during the week. Remember, for a man, it's a garment tefillin only because they wear it during the week, so they can wear it on Shabbos like a garment. And that's why the maximum is two as well, because that's as much space you have on your head. But if the women didn't wear it during the week, then what's the garment on Shabbos? So the fact that you allow women, it must be because they have a mitzvah on Shabbos. So a mayor holds is a mitzvah of women on Shabbos. And in fact, Rabbi Yehuda only argues, Oise bechadoshes, Rabbi Yehuda disagrees with Meir holds, even new ones will assume it's tefillin. Buddha says, no, if there's no ones, maybe it's Kameya, even though it's highly irregular, but nevertheless could be. So we're not going to lie to Kameya Shabbos. So Matthew Shabbos allows old ones, but nobody argues regarding a woman. Is it I? At Kalip Ligelach Lishon and new and old. Avadisha, because a woman loy be pleading and arguing, Shmamin, a mitzvah, Shalom Magrami, must be, they all hold that a woman also wears Tfilin Shabbos, the Chosh Shalom Magrami, no Shechayel the Chayiv. So even though maybe they didn't wear Tfilin Shabbos, but they wore Tfilin during the week, and therefore for them it's a garment of Shabbos, like for a man. Says the Gemara, so maybe they did, or even a lot of women didn't, but some did, and that's enough to make it a garment. Said the Gemara, no. But Dilma, again, the same thing we said before. Maybe there's no mitzvah in Shabbos, maybe Shabbos didn't wear Tfilin. And women didn't have a mitzvah. But if they wanted to, they could. If they wanted to, they could. So therefore, there were women who wore tefillin, therefore it's a garment. Says Gemara, no, that can be. Cannot be. The loy rabbi sovel rabbi yisid, not rabbi can hold rabbi yisid, that women they want to, they can. And the loy rabbi yehudas sovel rabbi yisid, also proved to you, rabbi yehudas doesn't hold rabbi yisid. They both hold that if you don't have the mitzvah, you're not allowed to take it upon yourself. And therefore, it must be, if they allow women to wear tefillin, it must be that they actually have a mitzvah of wearing tefillin, and because we don't hold as man gramma. Says the Gemara, I'll prove it to you. Later, may so Rabbi Yehuda. Now we learned, a ma'akfinis a tenekin l'kayv, if a little kid wants to play around with the shavu neshana, you don't stop them. Because, you know, even though you have to mechanech mitzvahs and all that, you don't have to stop them. It's only anyway. It's not really. It's a lower level of muktzah. It's chachmehi v'loy melocha. It's only a skill. It's not really muktzah, and therefore, if a kid plays around, never stop them. Hanoshim is so we can infer ma'akvin. We stop them, even though it's not really chil yomtiv. It's only, you know, melocha. Nevertheless, we stop them. Why do we stop them? Rashi learned because since they don't have a mitzvah of shofar, then it's like they're being bal tosif if they're blowing shofar on yomtiv, or the tosif learns. Nothing to do with Baal Tosef again. Tosef learns it purely because it's muktzah. If they have no mitzvah, it's muktzah. What are you doing it for? Not because of Baal Tosef. Now, Stam Mishnah is a mayor. A Mishnah is a mayor. Anonymous Mishnahs are always a mayor. And so therefore, what do you mean they have no mitzvah? Doesn't that prove that even if they want to, they cannot do it? So the mayor doesn't agree with Rabbi Yaisi's opinion that women, Noshim, Saim, Chiz, and Shus, if they want to, they can. And nor did Rabbi Yehuda hold Rabbi Yaisi. How do I know that? Tanya, we learned that, but they saw. You should speak to the Eden, v'samach, etc. You should speak to the Eden, and v'samach, and they should go ahead, and they should do smicha on animals. They bring a carbon shlom, whatever, they place their hands on the animal. Says the Gemara, b'nei yisrael samchi, v'b'nei yisrael samchi, only men and not women. Rabbi Yisi, Rabbi Shimon say, noshim samchi, but they want to, they can. Now, who's the author of the first opinion? This is Sifra. The Stam Sifra, we know who's the author of the Sifra of Teres Kainim and Mayikra, Rabbi Yehuda. All these brises collected is Rabbi Yehuda. And Rabbi Yehuda says he doesn't agree that women want to can take it upon themselves. So Rabbi Yehuda and Meir both are the ones who hold that women, that's a mitzvah, asay she'ein as man grama. That's why women can also have shaykhs at film, and therefore you wear film on Shabbos and you wear film at night. Okay, so now we figured out who the author, or who the Tana is, Meir and Rabbi Yehuda. Now the Gemara continues. We spoke about tefillin. What about tzitzis? You found string that was dyed with the right blue color of tchelis, the shailis. Yeah, so what do you do? First of all, do you trust it to be that it's really tzitzis or not? You found it lying in the street. Can you assume that it's tzitzis and use it? Or you assume it's not tzitzis, it was just meant for something else? So we say as follows. Lishainais, if you found just comb pieces of wool and dyed, psulus is possible. Why? How do you know it's dyed? Because when you do tzitzis, all the stages have to be done lishma. How do you know it was done for tzitzis? Maybe it was done just somebody wanted a nice little coat or something. A bechutin, if you found strings, then obviously it was meant to be tzitzis. Chaining, we can assume it's kosher. It was done correctly. So you might understand, maishnol lishainis, piece of wool, no. Doma daitet glimut savinu. You say you did it for the sake of a shirt. Nuchutin nami neima daitet glimut savinu, same thing, same by string. That's a daitet glimu. If you made it for a shirt. So answer the Gemara, bishazudim, they are woven together, they're intertwined. And therefore, because they were, twisted together, so therefore, and intertwined, so therefore we say it was done for tzitzis. Why else would you do it? You don't normally use that kind of thread to weave things. So maybe did it to put it, you know, the end of, you have these like ponchos and you have it hanging down from the bottom, all of these little strings. Maybe it was done for, you know, to enhance some kind of a sweater that you're going to have, and you won't have these strings hanging down. I know again, Halino was made for tzitzis. You have a bunch of strings, short strings. Now, if you did it to hang in the bottom of your thing, it's a big effort to do each string separately. You would just have one long twisted thread, and you would sew it in and out, sew it in and out, and let it hang. Here, because there's so many different strings, it must be tzitzis. And the kulahai vadil loy torche inchi. We don't believe that people are going to go to such an effort to make a bunch of little strings color blue and then sew each one separately. Omar Rabbah says, Rabbah, so you come up with a new svara now because it's a big bother. We don't believe they're doing it, so we assume it's tzitzis, new, and by tefillin. To make a kameh. A kameh is basically you write a pasuk or some kind of chant, an amulet, and you hang it around your neck. To make it shaped like a tefillin with strings and everything else, that's a big effort also. So how come in our Mishnah we are worried that if it's brand new and we cannot tell if it's tefillin or kameh, you shouldn't do it on Shabbos? How many people are going to make that effort to have a kameh and they're looking like a pair of tefillin? Shaped like tefillin. People make that effort. It's not the Mishnah, but Muri Mishnah's old ones. But the Chadash is part of the Shabbos. If it's new, you're exempt from taking the Shabbos. In fact, you're not allowed to, because maybe it's not film. Rabbi Zeida said, Ahava Bre. Rabbi Zeida had a son, very interesting, called him Ahava. Today it's a girl's name. But Rabbi Zeida had his son, he called him my love, or Ahava. Don't know why the name didn't catch on. He says, Puk. Go, Chaniluhu, I want you to go and tell them, and tell Rava, the following braisa that I found, to support exactly what Rabbi Yudah said, name of Rabbi Lazar. Hamoyitzeit chelos b'shuk, it's in the braisa, if you found blue wool in the market, l'shoy nois, if it's, you know, if it strips, psulin is possible, because maybe it's made for to weave with, abechutin was sucking shading, but if it's cut up strings, is it permitted? Why? L'fisha ein adam terech, so we see the svara clearly is reflected in the braisa, that a person is not going to go through the bother. Omar Rava says Rava, Umushumutani lo Ava, Breda Rav Zeida, because Ava, the son of Rav Zeida, brought me a braisa, and therefore, kipi tole, and therefore he put rings on it, and he put the diamond jewelry on it, therefore I have to accept it. But Nan, in our Mishnah, clearly it says, it says new ones you are potter, because people will make the effort. Our Mishnah clearly says that if it's a new pair of tefillin, you cannot tell what tefillin or an amulet. You're not like wearing a Shabbos. An amulet, you're not like wearing a Shabbos. Why? Because maybe it's an amulet. So we see, even though it's a big effort, people do make the effort. So the Braisa doesn't help because of our Mishnah. Elamar Rabbi, you're right. Torach, veloy torach, this svara, that will people go through the hassle or not, Tanoi is actually an argument of Tanoi. Do we make an assumption that people will go through the hassle and we have to entertain the idea that maybe they did or not? The Tanoi learned, Hamoitzit, if somebody finds tefillin, machnis, and you bring in zug, you bring in pair by pair, echad ish, whether it's the man or whether it's the woman, echad chadosh, we just had this before, whether it's new, echad ish honest, Divir Meir, Meir holds clearly, that even if it's new, we're not going to assume it's a kameya, we're going to say it's filling, you can bring it in. So Meir holds, a person will not go through the effort. But Rabbi Yehuda, Oise Bechadosh, Rabbi Yehuda, the author of our Mishnah, says, no, if it's new, you can't bring a Shabbos, because maybe a person made it as an amulet. And it's, Umate Bishonis. Amma, what are we clear from here? Mar Sovar Torachinish, Umar Sovar Le Torachinish. One of them holds that people will go through the Tircha, and one of them holds that people will not go through the Tircha. Okay, that finishes today's Gemara.